Unit 66. Shortly after the Civil War ended, a Mrs. Jarvis organized a Mother's Friendship Day in Prunnytown, West Virginia. Many Union and Confederate soldiers and their families gathered, shook hands, and renewed old friendships. Mrs. Jarvis often mentioned how appropriate it would be to set aside a special day as a tribute to the mothers of our country. On the second anniversary of Mrs. Jarvis's death, her daughter Anna met with several friends in Philadelphia and revealed her plans for a national observance of Mother's Day. The following year, 1908, the first official Mother's Day service was held in Mrs. Jarvis's memory at Andrews Church in Grafton, West Virginia. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson urged the national observance of Mother's Day to honor all mothers. The second Sunday in May has since become this special day.